You know, I was walking past a construction site the other day. They were putting up this massive, beautiful office tower. Steel beams, floor-to-ceiling glass, the whole work. It looked impressive. And it hit me, businesses today are doing the exact same thing with their software stacks.
In what sense? You mean overbuilding?
Well, think about it. They spend a fortune building the infrastructure, the pipes, if you will. They buy the best customer engagement platforms, the slickest notification systems, all these tools. They build this incredible delivery network to talk to their customers.
Right. The plumbing is state of the art.
Exactly. But then they turn the tap on and just nothing comes out. Or worse, it's this rusty trickle of, hello, user emails. They have the delivery mechanism, but they completely forgot about the fuel.
The content.
They forgot the actual content to put inside the machine.
It's the classic content bottleneck. And honestly, in today's economy, it's probably the single biggest silent killer of growth. You can have the best distribution in the world, like app queues, which we're looking at today, but if you don't have high-quality assets to put inside those pop-ups and flows, you're just interrupting your user with empty noise.
And that is exactly the mission for this deep dive. We're looking at how to solve that bottleneck by combining two really interesting pieces of tech. On one side, you've got the distribution architecture, app queues, and on the other, this new industrial engine for creation, Auto Content API.
This is really a story about a supply chain, but for digital assets. We're exploring that synergy between delivery, getting the message to the right person at the right time, and production, actually manufacturing that message without burning out your whole marketing team.
Okay, so let's set the stage. Most people listening probably know app queues, but maybe give us the quick explain. Like, I'm five, so we're all on the same page.
Sure. App queues is a customer engagement platform. So imagine you run a software company. You know those little tool tips that pop up when you first log in, pointing out a new feature?
Yeah, or the welcome checklist that gets you started.
Exactly. That's app queues. It allows non-technical teams, like product managers, to build those experiences right inside their own app without needing to code. It's the layer that sits on top of the software to explain the software.
Okay, so app keys is the vehicle, the truck pulling up to the user's house. But then there's this new player, Auto Content API. And the source material is very clear. This isn't just another chatbot or writing assistant.
It's a different way of thinking, right? The API is described as an industrial engine. It's a programmable infrastructure. Think of it less like ChatGPT, which is a conversation, and more like a factory. You feed it raw data,
Like what kind of data?
text, URLs, PDFs, even YouTube links, and it programmatically transforms that raw material into like broadcast quality audio, video, and text assets.
So if app queues provides the moments that matter, the thesis we're exploring today is that Auto Content API actually creates the stuff that fills those moments.
Spot on, because an empty pop-up box doesn't convert anyone. We have to fill the container.
Let's dive right into that, this empty container problem. I was looking at the FQ's success stories in our research, and the numbers are pretty wild.
They really are. The data shows companies like Litmus increasing feature adoption by 2,100%.
2,100.
Yeah. And you have Xometry driving over 500 orders just through smart in-app targeting. AppKeys talks about moving companies from 1.1 firefighting.
Right, where support reps are just manually explaining the same thing over and over.
Exactly. To what they call plays that scale.
But here's the rub, and I think this is where so many companies get it wrong. To get a number like that, you can't just interrupt the user with a box that says, "Click here, please." You have to show them something valuable.
That's the friction point. Historically, we've just relied on text. But you have to look at the psychology of a modern user. If you're trying to explain a complex new feature, a wall of text inside a tooltip is just, it's going to be ignored. It requires too much cognitive load.
It feels like homework.
Yeah.
And nobody wants homework when they're trying to get their job done.
Exactly. Users want video. They want visual engagement. We know video increases dwell time, the amount of time a user actually spends engaging with something. But traditionally, video is the heaviest, slowest, most expensive asset to produce.
Oh, totally. If I want a polished 60-second explainer video for a new feature, I'm hiring an agency, writing scripts, doing storyboards, waiting weeks for revisions.
And you're spending anywhere from, what, $3,000 to $10,000 for one video.
Ouch.
So what happens? You only make videos for the huge product launches, maybe once a year. The other 50 small features you shipped, they just get a boring text tooltip.
So how does the API change that math?
The Auto Content API just flips the entire model. It has this capability where it can literally crawl a documentation site or a product page. It reads the HTML, it understands the feature from the text, and then it auto-generates a 60 to 90 second explainer video.
Hold on, when you say auto-generates, are we talking about like an animated slideshow of the text, or does it actually direct a video?
It directs it. It writes a script from your documentation. It generates a professional voiceover. It selects relevant stock footage or uses AI avatars to present the info. It adds subtitles. It handles all the pacing. And because it's an API, this just happens programmatically.
And the cost difference. Because that $10,000 figure is burned into my brain now.
The sources estimate it's about 400 credits per video. In real money, that's roughly €4.
Okay, pause. We're talking about compressing the cost from maybe $5,000 down to €4. That's not a discount. That's a total collapse of the cost of production.
That is the industrial shift. Now map that back to AppQs. You launch a tiny new feature, a new filter on a search bar, usually way too small for a video budget. But at €4, you can have a video for everything.
So the user logs in, AppQs triggers a new feature modal, and instead of reading three paragraphs, they just watch a 30-second video showing them exactly how to use it.
And that's what drives adoption. The user gets the value immediately without the cognitive friction of reading. You've basically democratized high-end production for every single corner of your app.
It really changes the strategy from what can we afford to explain to just explain everything. But video is just one part of it. I found the audio capabilities in the research even more fascinating, especially this idea of the CEO paradox.
Ah, this is where we get into the psychology of mental availability. The CEO paradox is this common struggle. Customers, especially in B2B, want to feel a connection to leadership, but the CEO can't physically record a welcome message for every new customer.
Right. When I sign up for a service, I usually get that automated email signed "the team." It feels so sterile.
Totally. But Auto Content API allows for this really high fidelity voice cloning. So the CEO records a sample once, just a few minutes of their voice, and the API creates a clone. Now just imagine this combined with AppQ's targeting.
Walk me through what that feels like as a user.
Okay, let's say you're a VP of engineering at a big company. You sign up for a new platform. AppQ's creates your user profile. It sees your job title.
It knows I'm a VIP.
Exactly. And instead of a generic text box, a little audio player pops up. You hit play, and it's the CEO's actual voice. And she says something like, "Hey, really glad to have a VP of engineering on board. I know scaling is tough, so you should check out our new API section first."
That's almost spooky, but I can see how effective it would be.
It's incredibly effective. That little audio clip was generated instantly by the API when you signed up. The CEO was probably asleep. But to you, the user, it feels like this super high-touch personal experience.
It creates that psychological bond. You feel seen.
And it's not just for greetings. The research brought up a really cool application for user education using something similar to Notebook LM.
Oh, that's that Google tool, right? Mm. The one that turns a document into a fake podcast where two AIs chat about it.
Yes, and it went viral because it turns out people prefer listening to a conversation over reading dry text. So Auto Content markets itself as a Notebook LM API alternative. It can take a dry technical manual, say a 20-page compliance doc, and turn it into a dynamic two-speaker podcast.
So how does that plug into the AppQ's workflow?
Well, think about the stuck user. AppQ's can detect that a user has visited the settings page 5 times in 10 minutes. They're clearly frustrated.
And normally you'd just pop up a link to a help article.
Which you're not going to read because you're already annoyed. You just want it to work.
Right.
But what if AppQ's triggers a flow that says, "Listen to the quick guide"? You hit play and suddenly you have these two friendly voices discussing how to fix the settings. You can listen to them while you're clicking around and actually doing the task.
That's a game changer. It's like headless support. It's like having a coworker leaning over your shoulder explaining it instead of having to tab out to a wiki.
It creates a companion experience. And again, the API generates this from your existing documentation. You don't have to script it. You just feed the manual to the engine.
Wow. It turns your entire help center into a private podcast network.
Precisely. And that leads us to the next massive hurdle for any growing company. We've covered video and audio, but what happens when your user base doesn't speak English?
Oh, the localization barrier. This is huge. I mean, AppQs lets you target users anywhere, Brazil, Germany, Japan. But if I'm a US company, all my content is in English. If a user in Tokyo logs in and I serve them an English video, it's useless.
It's actually worse than useless. It sends a signal that this product isn't for you. But creating localized content is a logistical nightmare. Traditionally, you have to translate scripts, hire voice actors, re-record everything.
It takes weeks. So companies just don't do it. They just leave it in English and hope for the best.
Which just shrinks their total addressable market, their TAM. This is where the synergy gets really powerful. The API supports over 50 languages. And it's not just text translation. It can transcribe, translate, and then resynthesize the audio and video.
So walk me through that workflow. I'm a product manager. I make one video in English.
You make one video. The Auto Content API takes that asset and automatically generates the Spanish, German, and Japanese versions. It generates the voiceovers in those native languages matching the original tone, and it burns in the correct subtitles.
And then AppQueue just serves the right one.
AppQueue detects the user's browser language. If it's set to Spanish, AppQueue dynamically serves them the Spanish video. The entire experience is native, instant, and seamless for the user.
That's what they mean by instant globalization. You've just multiplied your potential audience by 5 or 10 times without hiring a single local marketing team.
It removes the penalty for being a single language company. You can operate globally while staying local.
I love that. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. We've talked about onboarding and education, but what about retention, keeping people engaged? The outline mentioned something called newsjacking.
Yes, this is all about relevance. In the attention economy, speed is a feature. If something huge happens in your industry, a new regulation, a market crash, you have to address it immediately.
But usually by the time you write the blog post and get it approved, the news cycle has moved on. You're too late.
Exactly. Auto Content API has a feature for real-time social intelligence. It can connect to live feeds from X, from Reddit. It detects trends and sentiment spikes as they happen.
So it's actually listening to the world.
It is, and it can trigger these reaction loops. So let's say you run a fintech app. The ATI detects a sudden massive spike in negative sentiment around crypto crash.
Okay, panic in the markets. Everyone's checking their phone.
The API can immediately generate a market alert, maybe an audio summary or a short vertical video explaining what's happening based on the real-time data it just analyzed.
And then AppQueue delivers it.
AppQueue handles the push notifications. So the API creates the content, let's say a 45-second audio briefing on the crash, and AppQueue pushes a notification to every user's phone. Market volatility alert. Listen to our update.
Wow. So the user taps it and they're listening to an AI-generated up-to-the-minute analysis and no human at the company had to do anything.
That's the key. It keeps your app top of mind. It builds that mental availability. You become the source of truth for your user, not because you have a huge newsroom, but because your infrastructure can react faster than anyone else's.
It's automating responsiveness. That's wild. But I want to get practical for a second. We have these two powerful tools. But they're different companies. How do they actually talk to each other? What's the technical handshake?
That's the crucial question. This isn't a native one-click thing yet. This is where you need a bridge.
Okay, break it down for me. What's the glue?
The glue is usually an automation platform like Make.com or Zapier. AppQueue plays well with big data platforms, but for this content loop, you'd use something like a webhook.
For the non-technical listeners, a webhook is just a way for one app to send a signal to another, right? A digital tap on the shoulder.
Exactly. So here's a typical workflow. Your product team publishes a new help article in your CMS. That action triggers a webhook.
That's the trigger. New content just dropped.
Right. Make.com sees that trigger. It grabs the text from that new article and sends it to the Auto Content API. It says, hey, here's some text. Make me an explainer video and an audio summary.
The factory turns on.
The factory produces the assets and spits back the URLs for the video and the audio. Make.com then takes those URLs and sends them over to AppQueue to update a feature announcement flow.
So the marketing team is?
The marketing team is sleeping. Or they're working on high-level strategy. They are not doing the manual labor of moving files around. The system builds the assets and updates the onboarding flows completely automatically.
The sources call this headless content production.
Which is a very vivid term. It means the production happens without a human head needing to oversee every single step. It decouples the creation of value from the time of your team.
That is the holy grail of scaling, isn't it?
It really is, because if your growth is tied to how many hours your team can work, you will always hit a ceiling. But if your growth is tied to how many API requests you can make, the ceiling is virtually non-existent.
So let's zoom out. We've looked at the empty container, the video solution, voice cloning, global expansion, the tech setup. What's the big takeaway here?
I think the summary is this. AppQues builds the house. It gives you the architecture, the rooms, the hallways, the doors to guide your user. But a house is useless if it's unfurnished. Auto Content API is the factory that furnishes the house. It fills those rooms with video, with audio, with personalized, localized content.
And it does it at a speed and a price that human labor just can't possibly match.
That's the aha moment. This combination shifts a company from creating content, which is a manual, slow craft, to content transformation. You already have the knowledge. It's just about transforming it into the formats your users actually want to consume. It solves that production bottleneck we started with.
It's a powerful vision. But before we go, I have one last thought that's been nagging at me through this whole conversation.
Let's hear it.
We're moving toward what people are calling the agentic web, where our own AI agents are reading and consuming content for us. And now we have AI agents creating the content.
It's a bit of a loop, isn't it?
It is. If Auto Content is making the video and AppQues is delivering it, and eventually my own personal AI agent is the one watching that video to tell me how to use the software, What happens to the human?
That is the provocative question. If user onboarding becomes fully automated with one AI explaining software to another AI, does the human user eventually just become the
supervisor of their own experience, or maybe just the person paying the bill at the end?
It's possible. We might be moving to a world where software learns software, and we just enjoy the results. But, you know, until then, we humans still have to watch the videos.
That's true. And thanks to this kind of tech, at least those videos will be in our own language, engaging to watch, and waiting for us the moment we log in.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That's all for this deep dive into the content supply chain. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next one.